You are now tuning into the SL Experience. When you come for your weekly dose of moving the black culture forward with your girls, Chanel and Lisa.
This is Lisa.
And this is your girl, Chanel. And this is the SL Experience. Today is our dating series, and we have two guests. So our first guest is going to introduce themselves.
Oh, what's up, everybody? I'm Aaliyah. You can find me on Instagram at leahmack.3x.
What's up, everybody? My name is AJ. You can find me at IG at CEO_A Thomas III. That is CEO_A Thomas III for IG.
Okay, and we're going to kick it off today by asking our two guests, is it okay to date multiple people, or are you guys strictly with one person and that's it?
Ooh, Mac, you going first on this one or me?
I think it's perfectly okay to date multiple people. Ooh. Perfectly okay.
So I got to come back and ask, like, when you ask that question, I mean, if we seriously date, no. Because at that time, then time's already invested in. I mean, the last thing I want to waste is my time. So, I mean, and then on top of that, how can you really truly grow with somebody if you date multiple people having your options open, because you're not giving that one person your all? So at the end of the day, you really making yourself fall short of what your end goal is, because if you're not giving that person your all, then how can you truly expect them to give them your all? So you ain't really finding love. That's how I look at it.
That was deep.
That was. Let's get to the ratchetness, because somebody said they okay with dating multiple people. So are you telling the other person you're dating multiple people, or is just like something you only know?
No, everybody, all parties involved, they're going to know that there are other parties involved. I think it's cool. Of course, until you get to a certain point, like AJ was saying, like, when you get to a point where you're more serious and maybe you're thinking about marriage or, like, you know, just solely being with that one person, then yeah, you need to cut it off. But if you're just out here dating, having fun, I don't see the problem with dating more than one.
All right. And so that comes to our other question. So at this day and age, I don't know how old you guys are, but are y'all dating today or y'all dating to marry?
So I ain't gonna disclose my age on this Zoom, but I mean, I'm not the oldest, but then again, I'm not the youngest. So to be totally honest, the woman that I'm with now, it didn't start off with me like choosing marriage or like saying this the one. Honestly, it started off with me just trying to beat cheeks. I ain't gonna even lie. I just wanted to beat some cheeks. That was it. But when I genuinely sat back and thought about it, I'm like, I'm putting all this time in just to beat some cheeks, when I really can be putting my time into her. So after that, it just led to just her. But yeah, it was just different. I mean, you really just got to find that one. It's really about finding that one. So that's what it was for me.
So do you think you settling because you just invested time in the person?
No. I wouldn't even say settling, because she my equal part. Like, I've dated a lot and went through a lot. Am I proud of it? No. But at the end of the day, I found the one that I can truly say is my backbone. I can truly say, like, where I'm weak at, she's strong at. So, like, I wasn't afraid to open up to her, but at the same time, I had my doubts. But it just felt right. So it wasn't content. It was more so of me feeling comfortable enough to really open up and give her my all. Because if I wasn't comfortable enough and open up enough to give her my all, I don't care how good what's in between your legs is, shorty, I'm out of here.
Okay, what about you, Mac?
I'm not dating for marriage, but I'm also not closed off to the idea of it. Like, if I meet somebody who, you know, sticks out and they, you know, make me want to, like, stop dating multiple people, then, you know, that's probably when I'm going to be looking at settling down. But that's not how I go into the dating scene looking for marriage. I'm just looking to have fun.
Okay. So in this generation, where do you guys think are some good places to find quality people? Like, do you go places searching for people, or do you just go places and then if somebody just happens to find you, or you happen to be somewhere and find them, then it just works out like that?
Man, honestly, to say my personal opinion on that question is I feel like this generation, that's where they messed up at, is like we go out and we go look for love while we say, okay, this is our ideal woman or this is our ideal man as far as like perfection, and we won't bend those rules or we won't go backward on those rules. But then you got to ask yourself in the mirror, like, where my flaws at? Would they be willing to accept my flaws? So I really feel like it's just about how they was raised up, because we was raised up and taught hard work pays off, go get it, where now they raised up to find out alternative ways to get to what they want. So I feel like the generation now, dating is more of a opportunist game to get them into a better situation or in a better eye light for social media. I don't believe that they dating for love no more. I believe that dating for love is pretty much out of the picture for most, and most people is dating for stability.
So you said people are dating for stability, like you mean like just for comfort, or like this man paying the bills right now, so
I'm for everything. Oh, okay. I'm saying it like stability for everything. Like, because at the end of the day, we can all say that we want love, but let's really be blind to the fact, we can't be blind to the fact that it's matter of that if she ain't bringing nothing to the table besides what's in between her legs and a good mouth, after a while, shorty, you're not gonna have my interest for so long. It's what grabbed my attention, what's making me stay. But if you're not bringing something financially to the table and I got to do everything, that's a burden on my shoulders. That's going to create extra stress. And a lot of males, we've come to the conclusion that females, they are independent. They are strong. They can carry their own weight. So now it's a hard balance with me. I believe in taking care of everything, but I may get a woman that she may be like, nah, it's 50-50. You know, so it's really about like, compromise. I don't think that this generation really understand compromise, and they dating for stability as far as what can I get out of this person or what can I gain from this relationship versus dating for love.
Man, what you gotta say?
Okay, so just so I'm tracking, the question was, in this day and age, where do we look to find quality people?
Yeah, like, do you go places and search for people? Like, say, for instance, I feel like good people will be at a bookstore versus going to a club.
Okay. So, this day and age, and with COVID, I think a lot of people are turning to, like, apps.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool. A lot of people are, like, turning to, like, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, shoot, Instagram, hopping down in somebody DMs. I think that's what people are doing. So they going off what they see online. So, you know, I don't think it's really a good way to tell if a person is good quality, because you can paint yourself to look however you want to online. But I think in this day and age, that's what a lot of people are leaning on, what they see on social media. Like AJ was saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just leaning on what you see. I know I wouldn't go to a bookstore to see if I was finding anybody, because I don't want to sit in the house and read all day. But where would I would probably go to like a sports game or something like that. That's where I would go. But in this day and age, I say like social media, that's where people are turning to for the most part.
All right. Okay. So y'all a chance? Like, are y'all into like internet dating, sliding in the DMs? Like, will y'all give somebody a chance if they, like, slid in your DMs, or do y'all do apps? I mean, y'all in relationships, but how did y'all, like, meet the person that you guys are with?
I would give somebody a chance if they slid in my DMs. I wouldn't, but it just depends, because I'm not into, like, being in a long-distance relationship, so, like, don't slide in my DMs if you're in Washington, because, like, I'm on the East Coast, so that's just a waste of your time at that point, but I'm dating someone right now, and I actually met her on Tinder.
Is she in the area?
Yeah, she's in the area. We live I ain't gonna say where we live, but we live.
Don't do that now.
We live around the same place, you know what I'm saying? But okay. That's how. And it's been cool.
How'd you meet your girlfriend, AJ?
I met my girl through my older sister when I first came back. But I'm with Mac though. I believe that a lot of people is doing social
social dating. And I think that that's where a lot of failures and flaws of love is, because you can pretend, to be who you want to on social media. I just got lucky to find my girl in real life. But I mean, when I was single, I wasn't opposed to sliding into the DMs. Honestly, that was my way to go get them. But I mean, I'm more of a see them in person, but unfortunately, this generation, they ain't going nowhere outside for real, looking for dating. They going outside looking to see who got the most money coming out their jeans or something.
Okay, that brings me to my next question. What are some character traits you guys look for when you're looking for a spouse or somebody to date?
I'm looking at, like, are you goal driven? Like, do you want more out of life? Like, I'm looking at where you are in life, but I'm looking at the fact, like, do you want to do more with your life? So are you ambitious, I guess? Yeah, that would be ambitious, right? Like, are you honest? Because, I mean, I need to be able to trust you. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big thing. Another big thing is, like, are you, like, open to experiencing new things? Because you can't be closed off, because I like to have fun, you know? And what's another big thing? That's it. That's it. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. What about you, Abe?
Can we repeat the question so I can make sure I'm answering it right?
Yeah. What are some character traits you look for when you are dating?
Well, for me, the biggest character trait is nurturing. She has to be a nurturing woman, because I have a daughter. So, I mean, if you're not nurturing, then I really can't talk to you and then that's going to rely and flood over into other things like being responsible, bringing respectful, and just being really just kind of just well-mannered. Like, that's really what I look for. I mean, you don't got to be cute. You don't got to be ugly. If you well-mannered, respectful, and a nurturing woman, I can rock with you, because I know that my kid's going to be brought up right. But everything else, I'm cool on. Honestly, those are my biggest facts. Nurturing and just being able to trust you and well-mannered. I'm cool.
All right. So you looking for a good girlfriend / stepmom?
Period.
Nah, it ain't been a honestly, if we putting it in that terms, not even a stepmom, more so a motherly figure, because, like,
got a daughter. That makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense. I mean, you want to make sure your daughter is good when you leave, you know what I'm saying? But
makes
me want a stepmom.
Yeah, it ain't like I want a stepmom. It's not saying, like, I can't do it on my own. But having somebody to do it with, yeah, if y'all saying that's a stepmom, then I'm going to rock out with that then. I'm looking for a stepmom. But I already got her, though.
Okay. Another question for you guys. Okay, so now y'all in relationships, your last relationship, what did you learn from that, like, to be better in this current relationship?
Ooh, where do I start?
don't go at once now.
Patience. I learned patience and not to be so snappy, like, and truly listen, because communication is key. And I ain't really had it at first, and then the patience just came with, I used to be a real hothead and wanted to get my point across verbally and loud and yelling. But my last relationship, it was not, that wasn't pretty at all. Let's not even talk about that, but it helped me with that and made me realize, like, these are some things that I got to work on just as a man before I can even say that I'm truly ready to date or look for a woman.
So for me, my last relationship taught me how to let go. It taught me that it's not always worth it to hold on to some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not working, if y'all arguing more than y'all, like, getting along, if you stressed out just thinking about the fact that you even got to talk to this person, like, why don't you just let it go? That's something that I had to really get through my head. Because as much as I love that girl was no good for me. So I had to, you know what I'm saying? I just had to cut it off as much as it hurt. Like, I just had to get to that point. And now, like, if I ain't happy, I'm walking, because I can just go be a blessing to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right. Period.
Period.
Period. Take your blessing to somebody that's going to appreciate it.
Period.
But, a piggyback question. Hold on, Chanel. Okay, so you guys said one said patience, the other one says let stuff go. So do y'all see yourselves in this relationship, like, taking back, like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm getting, like, too snappy, or, like, I'm holding on to this too much, and it just, like, and y'all cut it off right then? Or do y'all, like, go to y'all partner and talk about, like, you know, have a discussion?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I can definitely say I'm way more transparent with this relationship than I was before, because before I was not a good communicator. I would hold on to stuff and not talk about it. And then next thing you know, I'm unhappy, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm feeling all of this. And the girl didn't even know. So with this relationship, I'm more open. Like, sis is gonna know what's going on, when it's going on, how it's going on at all times. Just because I just think that's a healthy thing to do. So definitely that changed from the last relationship to this one for me.
Patience definitely changed for me, and learning how to, patience, that taught me how to learn to step back before I do something retarded. But it's still a work in progress. But definitely patience is, I've definitely learned and went into it with that and into it with this relationship, and it has taught me a lot. But also understanding that effective communication going into it with this one, it was different, like really having to explain myself or fully let her know how I'm feeling. Like, I wasn't used to that, for real. Like, I'm just used to somebody looking in my face, seeing how I feel. But really explaining your feelings to your woman, like, that was deep. When I found myself doing that to her, that's when I knew she was the one.
Okay, so how do you guys think you build trust in this relationship? So trust is a big thing for a lot of people. What are you guys doing to help build trust so that your partner can feel, you know, at ease in the relationship? Or even what your partner is doing. Like, how do you guys establish a healthy boundary of trust?
For me, we over-communicate. We communicate. We verbalize what we're feeling. We talk about our feelings. We, words of affirmation is a big thing. Sometimes you just need to hear like how the other person feels.
You know? Okay, you're going in love languages. I see you, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm growing up over here.
Okay, it's like everybody is in love this podcast.
I'm weak.
Your love language. Let me throw you off a second. What's your love language, man?
My love language is acts of service. That's like number one. And then quality time is after that. Everything else I think is pretty equal.
Okay, you can finish. I just interrupted you.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, that's just it. We just keep everything on the table and, you know, never stop doing the small things. You got to keep doing the small things all the time. I think that is what keeps it fresh for sure.
AJ, what about? Yeah.
I got to piggyback on that, what Max said. Doing the small things definitely keep it fresh. But with the trust, though, it's like, we found ourselves under-communicating because he would feel some type of way and then I would feel some type of way, but then we would, like, be saying the same thing but not really trying to listen. So, I mean, with the trust thing, we kind of just, we had to figure out, like, exactly, like, what works with us and where our boundary was. It kind of just put, like, limits on, like, on certain things. But honestly, just what really helped us out with the trust thing was being transparent with one another and just truly understanding that whatever, like, she has full access to my phone, I got full access to her phone, she got emails, all that stuff. So, I mean, we just transparent, like, all the way across the board. It's like, we can't do nothing. So once we laid it out there on them lines, if one of your moods switch or you take a shower for too long, then it's a red flag for us in our relationship because how open we are with one another. So, yeah, I don't have nothing to worry about.
Okay, so what you mean you can't do anything, like, because, like, they have your password?
No, I mean, of course you can do something, but, I mean, as a
I went into this relationship and more than any other saying, like, you know what, if I'm really gonna do this one, if this is what I'm saying is gonna be, if this one for me, after so long, I got tired of giving my girl my phone and telling her to go get this email or go do this or go log into this. Like, her, babe, here go my stuff. Like, you say you're my girl, her. She did the same thing for me. Once we did that, it was a wrap. We knew that it was no more hide anything, or that you couldn't hide anything, because what can a person hide if you have access to their whole life? So, I mean, we transparent with everything when it comes to medical bills, everything. I mean, we put everything on the table. I mean, we move like we married, but we don't have the title.
Okay. My next question was, in dating, what do you guys do to keep, like, the romance so that things don't get boring?
Oh, I do it all. It don't matter. I do it.
You nasty. Okay, look,
listen. You might walk in here and find rose petals on the floor. You might walk in here, have a nice bath. You might go on a trip, like, you know, just out of the blue type stuff. Like, oh, like I saw, like one time
Mac, my girl, Jetty is a pimp. Mac Jetty is, you know, a pimp.
Period. Remember that rose petal?
Might find yourself on a trip.
Hey, if she deserves it, she deserves it. But
facts.
Yeah, you have to, like, set aside time, because I know, like, I have a busy schedule, so, like, I'm always, like, trying to figure out how to make ways to do stuff that, like, my girl want to do. And then, you know, sometimes it's good to, you know, spoil them, because I think that's a part of romance as well. Like, if I see her, like, compliment something once, like, I might go get it if it's within my means, you know, that type of thing. But it's just good to set aside, like, quality time. Like, we're going to put our phones down. We ain't gonna be on our phones. We just paying attention to each other. It could be us just watching TV, us just chilling, laying there looking at each other. It could be anything. But I think it all, like, boils down to what is romance to you also, because what's romantic to me may not be romantic to you. So you got to find that, you know, middle ground with you and your person when you, like, you know, figuring that out and deciphering that. But that's how it goes for me.
So how do we keep... It was about how do we keep the love fresh, right?
Yeah, how do you keep, like, your dating life fresh where things don't get boring?
So, we have a date night once a month, or maybe twice a month, where we just do random, where it's like either we go sit down and eat, we all do Top Golf. It's pretty much either we try to beat each other to the punch when it comes to that. So if I say, okay, oh, babe, I'm going to do this for date night. Well, then she going to have to wait till next month. But then next month, I can probably beat her again to it. So it's like, it really, that little competition right there kind of just keep the relationship fresh, because it'll be something where she probably already paid for. Like, she bought me a massage for my birthday. I ended up buying her a massage for Valentine's Day. But we ended up getting it, like, early, because it was for, like, pretty much for, like, our date night. So it was, like, little things like that, just to know that you got somebody that's going as hard as you for, like, the small things. That's what really keep our love life going and everything keep afloat, pretty much, is not knowing what you're going to come home to, you know, coming home to maybe a water gun fight or some food, you know, just the little things, honestly. What Max said, it's the little stuff. That quality time is what matters. Quality time is everything. No, you're not getting a purse.
All right, and so let's get to social media. Are y'all social media relationships, or y'all don't care if they post you, or
no? I don't care. I don't care about social media.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting. I don't care. I feel like social media is all a facade at this point, because you got so many paid sponsorships. You got people doing stupid stuff in relationships. You got skits going on. I don't really feel like that's real love. And if you base that, if you base your relationship off of what social media is portraying to be what a relationship is, you're going to fail in life as far as love. Like, as your love life, you're gonna fail at that, because you're not going to never know what that is.
Who paying to be sponsored on social media in relationships?
Oh, you'll be amazed.
What?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like social media couples, like,
Yeah, you got people that's out there that literally do stuff like that. Feel? That's what I'm saying. Like, the love, when it comes to social media, I try to keep it. I post my girl a lot just so these other ratchet little dogs
know I got a woman, so please don't approach. But other than that, I try to keep my stuff as low as possible off of social media because of people. Really, I feel like people be on social media in your relationship business just to be busy. Like if a dude inbox your girl, I feel like he may hate your dude or something because he got you type stuff. Like, so I always just keep my stuff out of the light.
So for me, I don't really post anything about my, I actually don't post about my relationship on social media at all, but I wouldn't mind, you know, if my girl did, as long as she don't tag me. Nah, I'm just playing.
You can post me, but don't add me.
What? Why they can't tag y'all?
I'm just playing. She can tag me if she wants to. She can tag me if she wants to. I'm just joking. But
if she don't tag me, I'm gonna get an egg for.
Matt don't want the follow request that's gonna follow.
So you want your girlfriend to tag you, AJ?
Yeah, show me off. I think I look good as a motherfucker.
Wait, what happens if you don't do social media?
Exactly.
Nah, see, that's the thing. I ain't saying show me off 24/7. Oh, he finna go get breakfast, or oh, he bought me some new shoes. Like, nah. Like, all right, cool. If we out, we having a good day. You finna post some shit? Let me get my good side real quick in there, real quick. Shit.
But is it a requirement? Like, does the person have to post y'all or
no?
Only time I will really bring up social media as far as if it was an issue is if my girl was on her 24/7 and the only thing she doing is posting herself and I ain't getting not one, like one post. Like, dang, shorty, like you basically letting people know on social media that you may be available, but in real life, shit, you got something else popping off. So what are you trying to hide?
To me,
that's how I would look at it.
To me, I don't care. Like, as long as we good in real life, I don't care what you put on social media. Because I know for me, like on my social media, I'm like about to be promoting myself for football. So it's not really.
For what?
Football, AJ. Don't try to play me, man.
Hey,
you playing, Matt?
Huh?
What position you playing?
Tight end.
Shout out the football team. Don't be doing that, man.
Okay, shout out your football team.
Oh, period. The Virginia Lady Gators. The WFLA Virginia Lady Gators all day.
Okay. So if you in the area and you know about the Lady Gators, go see my girl, Matt.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, she played get her back. I'm just playing.
Whatever. But as I was saying, as long as we good in real life, I don't really care what you put on social media. That's me. But that also goes back to trust, communication, being transparent. That goes back to all of that. Like, if I know I can trust you, then I don't really care what you got on social media. As long as in person, in real life, you treat me the way I feel like I need to be treated, then it's whatever. Your social media is your social media. You didn't make it for me. You made it for yourself. So do what you want to do.
Okay. All right, so another question. So do you guys believe in marriages or marriage, or are y'all okay with being in a relationship for 10 years, like just straight in it with no documentation?
Go ahead, Matt.
I believe in marriage. I mean, I believe in marriage because there's legalities with it, you know? And for me, being that I participate in same-sex relationships because I like women, I think marriage is definitely very important, because when it comes to you like having kids with your partner, you need to have like some type of paperwork saying like, okay, I know I didn't like legally birth those kids or whatever, but they're mine type thing. So I just think it's legalities. And then, you know, what if something happens to your person and they're in the hospital and they only letting family come see them? If you're not married to them, you just gonna have to sit in the waiting room like everybody else. You know what I mean? Instead of like being there with the person that you share your whole life with.
Think about it.
But yeah, I don't mind like being in a relationship for a long time either. But if we get to a point where it's kind of like you know, we've been at this for a minute. I'm all about you. You all about me. And we see a future with each other. Why not? So that's how I feel on it. That's how I feel about the topic.
I do believe in marriage.
Yeah, I believe in marriage, but I believe that, like Max said, like, the legal side of marriage is where we mess up at. I really feel like I don't want to be, my biggest fear is being married to somebody or getting married to somebody that only did it because of they saw financial stability in myself for their future or like for their life. So I do believe in marriage and I am dating for marriage with the one that I'm with now, but that's my biggest fear. Like if that person not on the same thing with me.
Okay, this is my last question. So with you, I mean, nobody knows you better than you know yourself. So if the shoe was on the other foot, would you guys date yourselves?
Absolutely. Sure would.
What qualities you bring it to the table, man?
Besides being awesome, oh my goodness. I'm like so much fun to be around. I'm serious about my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious about my goals. I have goals. I have goals that are like really through the roof. Like y'all be amazed at the stuff that I actually want to do, but I'm working to achieve it. And you know, I'm not a boring person. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm open to learning. I'm open to trying new things. And yeah, I'm just like, amazing. I'm romantic. I'm thoughtful. Like, sheesh, you know, what box don't I check? I'm just saying. What box don't I check?
Period. That's self-confidence.
You gotta get them goals going, though, for real, though.
Oh, I'm cute, too.
Check them all.
What about you, AJ?
Hell yeah, I want to date me.
All right, what you bringing to the table, AJ?
Man, honestly, I'm really bringing the biggest quality that I can say that the reason why somebody would want to date me or be with me is my vision, my leadership, and then what I'm bringing to the table. Hell, I don't lie. I mean, if you come date me, I feel like Rick Ross. What would you shoot in the gym? Shit. I don't lie. Like financially, I'm straight. Like, so, I mean, I can't change a lot of people's lives. So, hell yeah, I'm a good catch, but I'm taken already, though. So, I went back. Like, I look good. I dress good. I feel good every day. I'm a hell of a good catch just because of those simple facts right there.
Period.
Period.
Like, I ain't asking nobody for nothing. So, I mean, I'm taking care of me and mine right now. So, I mean, if they already lost out on me, ha!
Okay.
You need help, babe.
I know that's right. We do want to thank y'all for being on the podcast. We do wish
enjoyed y'all. Y'all,
yes, this is a good one. I like this one.
I appreciate that.
I need to figure out who I sent my email to for the receipt.
That would be Miss Fields.
And she put my government on here.
he said
I appreciate y'all.
I do like our relationships, you know, growth, happiness, you know, down the altar, because y'all seem like y'all are very in love.
Okay, so when y'all do get if y'all do make it to the end of the altar, we want invitations, because we should advertise.
Feels, you already know you're gonna get an invite, girl. I invite you every time.
I know I'm gonna be up in that mud this time.
Okay.
Just let me know. Hey, just make sure you have a section for the smokers. So I'm gonna be in that one for the high.
Oh my goodness. Well, man, you know I'ma always show up no matter where I'm at in the world. I'm coming back.
What's
well, I'm Chanel.
And I'm Lisa.
And this was the SL experience.